fucking bit. Do you understand?
Blog
You're my friend.
Radio.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have a total fucked up potty mouth, so.
I love it.
Yeah, everybody
I
does.
Gotcha.
Welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I'm Jason Levanis, and each week as a public service, I will be doing free mini readings live on the air, teaching and demystifying on the subject of the tarot, as well as other metaphysical topics of interest. I can be reached for private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation through my website, which is www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Now hide your children, because the titillations are coming at you right now. Enjoy the show.
I hope everybody likes that sort of gladiator music that I have, because I think it's just fucking awesome. It reminds me of the movie 13. It makes me proud to know that there were gladiators in my heritage. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I am your host, Jason Levanis, and your feng shui consultant, your tarot card reader and intuitive. You are also being joined with me on this glorious evening with Miss Janet Hickox, who is in the background right now, and so she can't hear me. She is, of course, my living astrology co-host. I host her show on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific time. Her show is Living Astrology, of course. Tomorrow, she is doing some exciting stuff with Human Design, which is nice because it's kind of a sort of a divertissement from all of the hardcore astrology. I'm glad she's doing it to give us a time to digest some of the stuff, because I wish she understood our brains don't work like hers. So tomorrow is going to be a foray into Human Design. And for all of you that don't know, I am a weekly Human Design student of Madame Hickox, my blue-eyed goddess. It has changed my life. Watch our weekly promos for the show on Facebook, and I think, well, we can't do it, but I do weekly promos now on Instagram. I started this week, and at the behest of my 15-year-old nephew, who basically, when I was showing him a business plan to increase revenue and blah, 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 yada, 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 my 15-fucking-year-old nephew, whose head I wanted to rip off, looks at me and goes, no, Uncle Jason, I really don't think you should do Twitter, because Twitter, ever since this disaster of a president got online and decided to own Twitter, nobody thinks it's cool anymore. So you're not going to get anybody fun or young who's going to want to listen to you. I was like, wait, so you're telling me Twitter is a no-go? He's like, yes, it's yesterday. I said, so what should I do? And he said, you got to get an Instagram account, Uncle Jason, because, like, everyone will know you. And you know what? Son of a bitch. God bless his pointed head. He was completely right. I have an Instagram account now, same sort of handle, which is the Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. I am doing daily card pulls. Every time I say that, I kind of giggle, because I got to figure out a better way of saying that, because it sounds dirty. I'm going to be pulling it once a day. And and even though while that might be true, I have to figure out a better daily readings, daily tarot, whatever. Fuck it. I'll figure it out. But anyway, I have started. It's Jason Levanis of Titillating Tarot. Here's my daily pull. And then I will, in fact, ejaculate my enlightenment upon you. So at the risk of getting more disgusting and gross, I want to tell everybody how thankful I am for the kind of response I've been getting to the show and to this dynamic thing that's been happening, whereby I am getting people to come out of the blue and talk to me about things. I am so excited about tonight. It's not even Mercury retrograde, which I find during Mercury retrograde, I tend to either reach out to or get reached out to by people from my past. And I got a wild hair up my ass and decided to reach out to my beloved spirit and friend and theater partner and performer and teacher and student. She is a light into the world. I'm hoping that she will continue with this program and with other interests, increase her enlightenment so that she will be giving readings if she doesn't already, because, you know, I've just gotten in touch with her. She's on the line with us. Her name is Mary Resta, and Mary has a background. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Jason.
So for all of Jews out there, Mary and I went to conservatory together. Back in the day, there was a well-known opera and music conservatory. And you know what? I went back, Mary, like maybe 10 years after, and it totally had changed. Music theater wasn't even important anymore. Opera was almost completely – yeah, opera was not even done anymore. And everything seemed smaller. I guess that's the way things go when you get older. But Mary and I, we went through the trenches together – in a really, really fucking rigorous process. So I'm sure all of you out there have seen the movie and the television show Fame. You know, we're going to live forever.
I'm going to make it.
Go ahead, get it, sweetheart. It is called a conservatory. And the reason it's called a conservatory is because it's some serious shit. You go to a college, that's one thing. It's sort of, going to college is sort of like Tinker Toys in comparison to going to a conservatory. Now, why can I say that with assuredness and elan? Well, I'll tell you, Mary, because I don't know if you remember, but I was the very first graduate and major of my kind, which was music management and opera. So that meant I got to go to the actual courses of the university as well as the conservatory. And I can tell you, as hard as macroeconomics and blah, 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 and you know, what the fuck is that, calculus and all that bullshit, as hard as it was, it didn't motherfucking compare to how rigorous, how difficult our lives were in a conservatory. I was doing 21 credits a semester. I come in, so let me set the stage for all of you, because many of you remember Mary from last week. I had her on because I fucking wanted to, and I teased everybody knowing that she would be back. Mary, before I wax memory philosophical again about school and us and our involvement and tell people more about us, tell us right now what it is that you do with yourself, kind of how you got there, and your continued involvement in metaphysics.
Okay, I'll try. After I graduated, I went to New York for 10 years and a little this and that, touring, being the beat, whatnot. I was.
Hey, Mary, are you speaking directly into your microphone, or are you moving around and doing the cha-cha?
Oh, you know, I'm probably. Is that better?
Yeah, if you could sit your ass in one place and make sure you're speaking directly into that thing, that would be awesome, because what you were saying was bleeping in and out.
Okay. I left, and then I auditioned, and I did a little tour M, then lived in Astoria, a Greek neighborhood. I ate a lot of Greek food.
I thought you were going to say I ate a lot of Greek men. I'm like, good for you, honey. We're delicious.
I pursued mommy, and I moved upstate where I'm from. And I got interested in gardening, mowing the lawn, getting poison ivy, scratching. Immediately, I embraced. I was very.
I'm sorry, Mary. You're cutting out a little bit on my end. I wonder if anybody else is having the same problem.
Okay.
Janet, can you hear me, Janet? Are you there, my love?
Am I still cutting?
I am here, and yes, she's cutting out very badly at times.
I'm
going to
go
at
on
other
top
times.
Of my porch. Let me go on my porch.
Okay.
Sorry. You know
like
what's
right
happening?
There, you were nice and clear.
Yeah, that's just where I live. I live in a valley, and what happens is we don't have a tower, and I'm the only freaking street that they don't give Wi-Fi to. So I'm going up higher.
Lovely.
So, yeah,
thank
it's
you.
Great. How's this? Better?
That's pretty good.
Yes,
pretty good. Pretty good.
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Oh,
so
awesome.
We're gonna start again. So thank you, Janet. So last time I saw this lady, folks, was about almost 20 years ago. She was on a subway platform, and I was on a different subway platform, and I yelled out to her. We were probably both auditioning at the time, and I'm like, oh, my God, I love you, and a train came, and she whisked away, and it was just one of those chance meetings. I remember, oh, God, I miss her, because from college and from the conservatory, she was so wonderful always to be around, and a consummate performer, hyper-intellectual and then incredibly dingy at one moment. She could walk and transform. She could transform into just about anything she wanted to do, and she didn't do well with bullshit. And that's why we both really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I remember trying to keep each other from cracking up on stage.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, and she was just a real light. So, okay, so flash forward, see you on a subway platform. You did the New York City scene for fucking 10 years. Isn't that sometimes a soul-robbing experience?
Oh, it was. It sure was. I slept on floors. I had roommates with snakes. I had roommates that didn't want to kill the rats. They were pets to them, and I said, no, we got to get trapped. I had roommates that were... Yeah, it was like, it's either me or this rat. You want the 300 or what? It was a very small room. And then I had roommates that were like, weren't there ever. It was like, and then roommates that fought, and then I lost the place. Finally got my own apartment in Astoria, in the base. Glenn Coase had obtained it before me. It was good karma, good energy. Greek woman, Helene. Mary, good, come upstairs. Mary, happy, Mary, boys, Mary. Jewish, okay, black, okay, Cuban, okay, any man, good. Come, Mary, Mary, worky, worky, not too muchy, muchy, no goody, goody. Helene, look
you
at
know,
Helene leg. So it became...
You know what's so funny?
Oh,
yeah. It sounds like a cross between Greek and somewhat manic Asian. Really fucking
yes,
funny.
Yes, it was. Yeah. She was Turkish.
You know?
I shouldn't, yeah.
But I'll tell
was.
You something, like I said,
Asian.
You got to see some beautiful Greek boys and you got to eat some really good cuisine. You know, at least they're loving people. Tell me, how did you, so for everybody that doesn't know, I graduated the Hart School of Music, Hart Pool of Mucus, with a double major. With a double major, cum laude, in opera performance and in music management, arts management. Basically, it's business management with an arts emphasis, and a minor in art and a minor in art history. And my dearest, motherfuckers, and my dearest of dears, you graduated. Did you do the 4-year or the 5-year program? Because I was there for 5 years.
I did the 4 years. I really, my parents wanted me to go for the teaching degree, and I regret that. That's one of the things on my stone. I regret not becoming a teacher. But, you know, I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I don't know. Maybe it would have, I knew myself better then. I said, you know,
gotcha.
Become a teacher. So I just went for the 4-year musical theater.
Speaking of teacher, by the way, when you were on last week, I knew I was having a brain fart, and I just remembered it's Lisa Sanchez.
Oh my God, I'm in touch. I think I'm in touch with her. She's.
I think you are too,
West
sweetheart, on Facebook.
Yes. Yes, Westcott.
But yeah, we talk about you and we miss you.
I love her. We did
what
a
great
with the Marx Brothers. Yes, very graceful, very much like us, very
gracious,
more
very metaphysical. And you know what, she's you know, I can't call her a Bible banger, but she's definitely hardcore on the Bible, and that's good. That's her tool, that's
good.
Her fucking thing. God bless
that's
her.
That's what works.
You know,
she can help us get
praise
there.
Praise and hallelujah. Can I get an amen, sister?
Can I hear an amen?
Say, Okay, so we were in school together in the trenches. So when I tell you folks, we spent hundreds of hours together in rehearsals till late night doing technical rehearsals that went on for 12, 13, 14 hours in blizzards.
Yeah, it was mm-hmm. it was a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of time. We were family. I mean, you went almost. That's who you lived with before you.
And you know what? Nobody
years.
Really fought too badly. We all kind of pulled together. I remember I was not a favorite. I came in as a big ass freshman, and I got a lead in the opera, and that sort of mm-hmm. fucked people up that were grad students. And oh fucking well, you did the same thing as a freshman. You came to the music
as a female.
Theater. You were.
Yeah.
You were Eve and Adam and Eve.
I was Passionella.
Passionella, yes.
But that's
in
okay.
The apple
I understudied
tree.
For Eve. I did understudy for Eve, but I was Passionella. I wanted to do Eve because everybody thought that would be a good role for me. It was very pure and very earthy.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I ended up, Gene Bayless put me in Passionella. That was the Marilyn
Monroe.
So,
gosh, I could tell people so many stories. So if you think that you had it bad in college, let me give you an idea when we say a conservatory approach. So they make you take a certain amount of curriculum. And so one of the things that was called body movement, which we used to call bowel movement. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this shit? So you can imagine now, we're in Hartford, Connecticut. Go ahead. Cackle it out, girl. We're in Hartford, Connecticut. And when I tell you it snows in Connecticut, it motherfucking snows.
Yes, it does.
And, oh, my God. It was just
8:30.
These
classes were 8:30 in the morning. They were not.
7:30.
You know,
what are you talking about?
Oh,
7:30.
Holy moly, I must have been late.
I can remember. They were Wednesday mornings at 7:30. And I thought to myself, and so folks, imagine this very big space of a room with a cold floor.
Yes.
And even though you were supposed to bring in little like Matty poos and whatever,
yes,
you're basically in your sweatpants and a t-shirt. And if you're not dealing with some kind of hangover from liquor, I know I was certainly.
We all were. And we didn't have our coffee probably, or if we did.
Yeah, no, baby. I was never a drinker. I was always a pot brownie dude. I mean,
oh, okay.
I have to tell you about Marcin Basel and myself. Honey, I can't even tell you. So anyway, so here we are, folks, and you're lying flat on your back in this, what can only be described as large studio soundproof recording thingy. And you're being asked to move your body. And I'm just thinking to myself, how in the fuck is this relevant to my major? And wait, it gets even better. It's like, and then you have the audacity to get my fat ass up to be here at 7:30 for 0.5 credit.
Yeah, you remember that?
Not even a full credit.
That?
That was
like,
a special kind
like
of fucking
cutting
torture.
Cutting a person in half and inviting them to a wedding. You can't.
Analogy works, but I almost shit on myself laughing. Oh no, this is going to go nowhere. I'm not going to get to any readings today. We should have probably caught up more on the phone. But anyway, okay, so listen, I have about 40 minutes. About 40 minutes left. So tell us, kind of give us the fast forward. I'm so fucking sorry. Give us the fast forward.
Okay. So I moved out of Hart.
Yeah.
And then I went to New York City. And then I Bill Rowland, Margaret Hurley, that group.
Yep,
we all lived in Astoria. The crew. I finally got my apartment, the one I wanted with Helene. Many, many, goody, goody, cookie, cookie. So I lived there in the basement. I invited, you know, whomever, my little date.
Tell me how you got into metaphysics, though. What was the clickover point?
The crossover was Central Park, and then it was, like, hiking, and then it became doctors giving me pills that I broke out with because I'm allergic to the synthetics that the pills are in. And then it was, why am I itching all the time? Oh, I need probiotics. Then it became, oh shit, the boyfriends, the 27 boyfriends I had are still connected to my heart. Spray yarrow everywhere. So then I get into the yarrow, and then I'm getting into people are fighting. So I'm into, you know, mugwort, or I'm into another herb. So every herb, every incident in my health, I opened a potion, or I made one. Now I'm making them. But it was like for health, because the doctors just couldn't heal me anymore. They just didn't know enough. I'm sorry. Not all of them, but most doctors would I was telling them what to do. You know, I was telling them, well, you know, check my blood pressure and check this, and they'd be like, why?
All right.
I go, well, I'll just do it. You know. So I became my own doctor, basically, without a degree.
Now hold up.
Yes.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, madam.
Madam.
Because I'm pulling cards as you're speaking, and I'm talking to my fucking dead mother. She's giving me images. So I need you to know that you have spent several lifetimes, a very important black male, big dicked lifetime as a medicine man. I see you in a plane somewhere. And then I got, listen, man, whatever you need, whatever gets you through.
Okay.
And, and then I saw another flash forward to a Renaissance period being called a witch for making potions. You helped women with abortions. You helped heal people, and you were sort of an alchemist. And so I need you to know you've had a long term lifetime association with herbs and plants, and that's a special kind of a treat of a thing. That's kind of one of the cruxes of why I have Mary on the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we're discussing the art card. And for all of you that were listening in last week and who have an idea of what's going on this week, let me impress you, fair lady Mary. Are you still Resta, or are you hitched now, by the way?
I'm still Resta. I'm hitched, but I'm Resta Johnson, but I kept my Resta because I like Rasta. I'm a Rasta Resta.
Gotcha.
I kept the Resta. Yeah.
So you're married to a black dude?
A lot. I am, and he's got dreads, just like that person you're talking about. And he is like a medicine man. He's an island guy. He's born on the islands, and he's born with a veil over his
face. I'm so glad you got yourself some big dick. So many repressed sexual.
And don't you all be jealous of that now.
Yeah, you know what they should be. Everybody needs to go out there and get themselves some black dick. And I say that in a titillating way because, and not that you won't go back. I don't believe that bullshit, you know.
No.
But you need to be able to visit Jamaica and enjoy yourself. But seriously, getting back.
They have such
we're going to talk about the plant feature of this. And we're also going to talk about the artist feature of this. And by the way, Mary,
okay.
I got in touch with Shauna Bussard, and she's going to be on next week's show.
I love her so much.
Yeah. So you better call in.
I'm going to call in. Are you kidding?
Anyway, it's kind of cool. It's like bringing my life onto the radio a little bit. And so,
I love it.
You also went on to studying Reiki, correct?
Yes, I'm a Reiki master.
Okay.
And I don't know what the lineage is, but I'm very close to the teacher that taught me is Lisa and her husband Anton. They're from London, and they taught
You know what, my love? I'm sure you're like the best fucking Reiki master in the world. The important thing is that you're an energy.
I am, but I'm not using it. I am, but
let me finish. Allow me to finish. I can assure you that you are an energy worker or a light worker, and I can assure you that if you are in fact working with plants or animals or humans, you are in fact inflicting yourself upon these things. Yeah, absolutely. And I say that in a sweet way, not inflict as if, oh my God, you know. So that's a very interesting thing there. So besides that, do you do any kind of mediumship work, or do you work with another divinatory art like the tarot or astrology?
I have my crystal tarot. Yeah, I am. I'm doing actually Falun Dafa. I don't know if that's I Ching, but it is. Falun Dafa is Feng Gong. And I just read the book, and it told me grouping people and getting to the higher source. And it, I had a Chinese exchange student live with me, and he taught me it properly because they do it over there.
Oh,
like,
yeah, and for all of you
like,
out there,
you know,
one of Mary's what do you call it, vocations at the moment is that she teaches English to foreign speaking individuals.
From Shenyun. I don't know if you've seen the show, but they're all
from Shenyun. And yeah, and for any of you in the metropolitan area or actually around the globe, if they've ever seen the Shenyun performances, it's freaky, it's godlike, it's otherworldly, it's transcendental, it's entertaining, it's enriching. I can't go on enough. But so listen, I would like my lady Janet to come on the line with us for just a moment.
Hello, Janet.
Hello, Janet. Are you there?
I am.
Janet.
I am.
Hey,
I
my
am.
Love.
Here I am.
Hey, would you do me a favor, Mary? Would you kindly give right now our lady Janet of astrology, would you give her, please, your date of birth, exact time of birth, and place of birth? And
sure.
she was very curious to look at your chart, your human design chart, and I believe I could be wrong, but that was where we were going.
Nope, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
Hi, Janet.
So, Mary, what's your birth date?
4867. I play that number every day. I'm hoping to win.
And what time were you born?
I was born at 11:15, right before lunch.
You mean you interrupted everybody's lunch?
I think
and where were you?
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
Where were you born?
I was born in Beacon, New York. Beacon Hospital.
Is Beacon the city?
Beacon is the city. BEACON.
Okay, like a beacon of light.
Like a beacon. I am a beacon. Yes. Jason says I'm light, so I'm a beacon of light. Yeah.
So, Mary, have you started doing readings at all?
I have. I do readings for my friend Erica, who's a promoter, and she travels more than.
Okay. And what kind of readings are you? What kind of readings are you performing?
I'm performing angel card, and I do crystals, and I also do.
Okay.
If I can see the person, I do a Reiki. I scan them, and I'm able to see
wonderful.
Where their
diseases. Tell us something. How are people that are listening right now able to get in touch with you without giving out your exact? Oh, I mean, I suppose you could give out your telephone number if you are so disposed. On your
either
Facebook.
Either.
So
yeah.
So tell them
Mary
where to go, please.
Facebook Mary Resta, MaryResta, or my email is musicteacherm as in Mary at hotmail.com. That's musicteacherm at hotmail.com. You can shoot me an email, you can shoot me a text, there are messengers, I'm in messenger.
Tell me, do you do your angel card readings remotely? So that if I wanted to do it with you via Skype or FaceTime or something.
Sure.
Do you,
yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Excellent. And then to take it to another level, pardon me, I had to shift a vu here.
Okay.
Can you tell us also, do you have a website by any chance?
Do I have a birth site where I'm birthing?
No, a website.
Oh, a website. Jeez, I was going to say. My website is blowitoutyourass.com. No, I'm just kidding. My website is bend over twice and I'll give you a little package.
All right.
No,
listen, you know what? Hey, crazy lady, look. Where do you operate out of? What area are you located in that people can see you locally and then it's not remotely? What area
Middletown,
do you operate out of?
Middletown, New York, or Harriman by Woodbury Common, or Monroe, or Middletown.
Wow,
I'm
you know, Mary,
excited.
I was living in Sloatsburg and in Tuxedo just a little while back,
God,
and
we
I know,
were neighbors.
That, yeah, I know. Anyway,
well,
so you never know how funny life is.
Yeah, life is.
All right, so for all of you again, it is Mary Resta at Facebook. So that is MaryResta, and I am going to do a reading now, Mary, before we get any further. So, do you have your angel cards with you, Mary?
They're actually up in the attic, and I'm going to lose you
Never
if I
mind.
Run upstairs. I have my crystal cards. I could pull a crystal card on you.
That would be awesome. So our first caller is Gina. And Gina, thank you for calling in today.
Hi.
How are you?
All right. Hi. Yes, I enjoy y'all conversation.
Oh, my God, and I'm in love with y'all's accent. Where are you calling in from, darling?
Georgia.
Oh, I love it. You know, I seem to have a lot of listeners in Georgia and in North Carolina. So, my beautiful lady Gina, did you call in to discuss the Arch card? Have you listened to it before? Are you a virgin?
I have listened before, but I haven't heard about the Arch card.
Okay, well, we're in our second episode. We're going to get into the meat of that hopefully a little bit more, but I want to knock out some readings. So tell me something. Did you call in to discuss the art card, or is this something that's on your mind that you'd like some clarity or some spiritual guidance with?
Actually, I have a question that I need some guidance. I'm in the midst of looking for work since my last job ended last Wednesday. And that was, of course, was a temp job, but I'm just trying to keep the flow of abundance going. And I just want to see if something's coming in pretty quickly for me.
Okay. So let's just talk about your relationship to work right now, which is kind of what I would do with someone who comes to me like this. But before I do, would you allow Mary to give you a crystal card reading on the subject?
Sure. No problem.
Hi. I love your accent as well. I'm pulling rose quartz.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a beautiful voice. I pulled rose quartz, and I feel like that's about love. Rose is about love. It's unconditional love, peace, romantic love, trust, and harmony. And I feel like you are that. You are rose quartz. And to attract it, you can buy this little stone. It's pink, and it goes with everything in my house, but I love pink. And pink is such a soft but sure color, and I feel like you would look good in pink. So keep wearing pink. And have as much rose, the rose quartz you can get for a couple dollars at a metaphysical store. And I always put the stones on the right side of my pocket when I'm asking a question from my universe. If I want to receive something, I had rose quartz. I hadn't had a relationship, and I wore rose quartz for 2 years in my pocket, and I got Leo, my love of my life. So I believe you can throw it in your bathtub. I know this sounds crazy. You can throw it in your bathtub when you're taking a bath. And you put them in the sun and recharge them. But you can wear this in your pocket, or you can hold it in your hand or your pocketbook.
I need for you to tie in as to how this is relevant to her getting work.
It'll bring love, because you have to love what you do. And I for so many years, hated what I did. I hated everything I did. I was cleaning nursing home floors. I was any job I had, I hated. I'm finally doing something I love. And I feel like you have that same spirit. You're a doer. You're a behind-the-scenes gal. And I feel like this will bring love to everything you do. And I feel
that's
like
awesome.
You're there. You are there, girl. All you got to do is get the stone, and you're going to be rocking our world. It's a very powerful.
So here's the three card. Here's the three-card pull for you, Gina Bina, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to sort of focus with me, and I think it's very pertinent. In the immediate past, I pulled the card of the Fool, and then I thought to myself, okay. Coming to the absolute present, which is the Tower, which means you lost your fucking job. And in the future, I have the Six of Wands, which tells me that it is a card reading of warning. And how do I mean that? I temped for many, many years while I was in New York City, coming out and auditioning for music theater and opera. And during that time, I became a high-end executive assistant temp. I was at Goldman Sachs, at HSBC, at Ernst & Young. I can keep going. And I can tell you that I found it to be a soul-robbing experience. Did I make money? Hell yeah! At one point, I was making like 120. I was making like 120 a year assisting these assholes. Now.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to tell you, these cards are telling me that you don't hear this. Please don't hear this as criticism, but these cards are telling me that you did not prepare yourself by getting in touch with other temp companies to see if you couldn't overlap on something or start a new job. So what I want you to know is I need you to make sure that you do not keep going through a cycle of panic every time that a temp job ends, to have that question out there of the other shoe dropping and, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, when am I going to get another job? Is the universe going to provide? Look at me. I'm getting more drama in my life. Well, you know what, Gina? We don't fucking have time for the drama. So here's the deal. The deal is, is that you need to have a buckshot approach, not a laser approach. You should have 5, 6, 7, 10, as many temp companies chatting you up and wanting your ass in their offices or whatever vocation it is that you do. Because the Six of Wands is in the foremost position in the future, which denotes to me you are trying to figure out exactly like what Mary said, what it is that you love to do. Now, let me ask you something, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise me for a moment and endure my utter arrogance. Do you love what you do?
No.
Ha! I love it. How old are you?
I'm 38.
Right. Okay. Look, okay. Your energy is delightful, delicious, and lovely. I need you to do me a favor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to go to www.authentichappiness.com, and I want you to become a member of that website. I want you to start taking some tests, character tests. What things you should be doing, should be leaning towards, given your talents. Because there is nothing more pathetic than a life gone unexamined. And if you are going to do some kind of a soul-robbing job like I did, you will eventually bring yourself disease. So I don't give a fuck what crystal I don't care what crystal, what herb, what meditation we do. If you are diseased, you become diseased. So I need you to fucking figure it out. You're a big girl. Go back to school. Get a grant. Get an old man with a heart condition and a trust fund. Amen.
My goodness gracious.
Are you talking about Angela Anderson, or wasn't it? What was that Anderson chick and the guy? She was
Pamela Anderson.
Pamela.
All right. Mm-hmm. So that is your reading for today, my love. So do I see more work for you? Yes, of course.
I see a lot of love in the cards. I see lots of love. And whether it be work love or just loving life, that's going to get you work. Because you love, you're going to put off a different aura instead of, you know.
Absolutely.
Right.
For the time being, before you reinvent yourself, yes, other work is coming in. I picked two more good cards, disc cards for you. So, yeah, work is coming in. Don't stress it out. But I would like for you to do yourself a favor real quick, because I know I'm spending a lot of time with you, but I love that you bring up a thing that really is at the base of a lot of people's fears. You know, people call up and they want to know about love. They also want to know about work. Well, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's been listening in, Mary, I think you'll remember Tim Ray, the handsome dude that I had in my program.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I want you to do me a favor. Gina, do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
Please do me a favor. Go back to the blog talk site and look up card number 13, the death card. Look up the episode that I did with Tim Ray. I'm not gonna take the time right now, but I want you to listen to that entire episode about what is said about manifesting your intentions. Okay.
Okay.
I want to get you out of this loop circle of, oh my God, I only have work for 6 months. Oh my God, I only have work for 3 days. Oh my God, the universe is an unsteady, malevolent being. Okay. So, I send you love on
yourself. Stop judging yourself. I'm sorry.
I want to send you on your way.
That's
I want you to touch base with us, and I want you to let me know how you're doing, okay?
Georgia.
Okay.
Georgia.
Thank you for calling in.
Just
all right, so you know what?
Me.
Georgia.
So,
was she from Georgia?
Mary.
Yes.
Are you there with
me?
Yes,
she rang.
Right. So yes. Let's
get back to the basics.
And who am I talking to now? You're
talking to Madame Blue Blah.
My good friend Mary here has an association with plants. Now, when you meant to say you had an association with plants, did you mean more in an apothecarian way, or did you mean by like, you know how to communicate, you get a vibe from?
Yep.
Tell me about
second one.
Tell me what this
second
means.
One.
Tell me more about it.
It's communication.
And how did you come about it? How did you study it, or is it all self-taught? Tell us.
I had
what
it my whole life. I had it my whole life. But I was always in the woods. Into the woods, into the
yep.
woods.
Yep.
I was always in the woods. Then I met my girlfriend Barbara. I taught in her classroom, and she was a plant herbalist, and she invited me to her workshop, and I started communicating with the plants. I started to meditate with them, and I started to learn about them. With their yarrow breaks relationships. It protects your auric field from Lyme. I've never gotten Lyme because I take yarrow drops every morning and the ticks don't like me. I don't let in evil because I take yarrow. I break off any connections. Yarrow is a disconnector. Mugwort, it moves energies. The Roman soldiers put it in their sandals. So I learned it.
All right, so it's very obvious. It's very obvious. Everybody can hear you are a total witch. And you are a total.
Yeah,
you've always been, I think, a gypsy and a witch, and that's really exciting.
I'm a bohemian.
So
bohemian.
What everybody needs to know is that this card, card number 13, is a card of alchemy. It is a card of alchemy. It is a card of creativity. It's the card where somebody becomes enlightened to the point of all of his chakras being in alignment and activated. Those gifts come with each single chakra, a different gift comes. And when you're able to use this system as a conduit, you then can transform energy. You then can impress energy on the physical plane. One of the ways in which we do that is that we, as metaphysicians or people in, quote, the what I deal with in feng shui is called the qi. It's called the flow. The feng shui, the flow, has everything to do with energy.
Exactly.
Now, I know people that the people who are some of the nicest people in the world, but they cannot keep a plant alive to save their life. I have known nasty motherfuckers. Who have this incredible green thumb, and it's not just because they're using the right compost.
Right.
But it takes a certain special kind of person to get in tune with this and to have, quote, a green thumb. Those people, I believe, have a certain energetic balance and flow within themselves, allowing them to vibrate with the essence of these actual plants. Does that make sense what I'm saying to you?
Yes, that's one of the things we make are flower essences, and I take them also. You can make your own flower essence. Take a plant you like and you put in water and you break the plant up with scissors and you take drops and you only take one drop. It's a mother. You take the mother, which is the main formula, and then from that, the less is more in vibration. So the less drops you take, the higher you go. So it
gotcha.
Sounds a little tricky now, and I can't tell you it all in 1 hour, but
No. But everybody that's interested can also get in contact with Mary at Mary Ressa in Facebook.
I would be glad to
pass it on. Mary, let's shift the dynamic real quick because I have about 15 minutes.
Sure.
Now we've already established. Let me tell you of. You know what? I'm not even going to go there. I was going to tell you about my involvement with plants and spiritualism and all of that. I will obviously be having you on the show again for this card because there's way too much to talk about. I want to tell you about the experience that happened with my mother when she died with respect to a particular plant and what plants have meant to me and what has plants have meant to me in my life. But I want to shift because everybody knows that you and I perform together. So you are in the and have always been in the musical wavelength, the seventh level.
Yes.
the stone, which would be the rutilated quartz crystal. So we're talking about an etheric sort of understanding of energy. And Mary, I can tell you, all of you folks out there, that if there was ever a master of music theater comedic timing, could sing a sad song and really make you contemplate suicide.
Oh God, I hope not.
Yeah, you were unbelievable. You could go in any direction, any emotion, and folks, it was in the music. Now,
thank you.
That being said, Mary, this card is the card that talks about once you do get all those chambers firing, you become a creator. A creator is an artist.
Mm.
And the card talks about the Rosicrucians. It talks about the Knights Templar. Because the long and short of it is that the Crusaders went. They went to India. They went to Asia. And they brought back with them exercises, Buddhistic, yogic exercises to stimulate these centers. Now, you do not want to give this information to everyone because you're going to get some idiot who's going to only activate the top four or think he can make a cheat and make a side cut or what's it called, a shortcut, excuse me.
Yeah.
So there is a detriment to that. You want to do this in a correct pattern and
you
in
have
a correct
audience.
Way.
A correct audience.
Right.
Been there, so, done that with the wrong audience. So I'm already selecting... Or they're selecting. I'm selecting the. You know, I'm not doing it for everybody anymore. It's for the ones that want it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
For the ones
so
that
getting
really
back,
want. Yeah.
Getting back to it, though, the fact of the matter is that you become somewhat of a connected to source when you are a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you would like to tell me what your thoughts were with respect to energy and music, broad strokes, general strokes, detailed strokes, whatever that topic as a primer and a prompt says to you. So, Mary, tell me a little bit about why you think music and metaphysics go together.
Well, they just, I can't even explain it. It's like a given. When you play music, I play music 5 hours a day. I got, you know, from Sly Stone to Maria Callas, I vibrate. I'm higher. I'm lifted up. Me and my husband, we dance in the living room. We, you make love to it. You play it all the time. The music is, you don't even have to go there. It's already there. The metaphysical is in the music, and the music becomes you, and it's the one with the unifier. Woodstock, all these places, things that happen with music, they united people. So we really need that right now, you know. And I as a musician, producer, whatever you want to call me, guru or jaw, I just walk down the street and people talk to me. I unify, but it is the music in me because I sing a lot. I'm not afraid to just yell out of an opera in the middle of wherever I'm going. My kids get a kick out of it. Ma, sing that high C over here. Turn that guy's
head
around.
How many kids do you have, Mary?
I have five, but I have, with my husband, we didn't have any children together. We met later, but I have two sons that look like twins. They're 20 months apart, and then my husband has three.
Okay, so you actually birthed two?
I birthed two sons.
Wow.
Yeah, Harris is the youngest.
Wow.
He's my younger one, my Sag, and Ryan is the eldest. He's the Pisces. And, they're a love. They're wonderful. But I mean, music and you know how it goes together? It's the vibration. If you can vibrate,
bingo.
That's how I do it. There's your
bingo.
Answer. It took me about 25 minutes to go get it.
No. I like to hear everybody. Look, Mary, everybody gets to places at their own pace. And what I know about you is that you had always and you still beat to the tune of your own drummer. And God bless you. And you may you never change that.
I don't even try to be different.
Yeah. And so I think everybody kind of gets it now with respect to the whole plant thing. It's about vibration, and if you're flowing, the plant feels it. When it comes to music, energy has to do music sound has a vibration. Your chakras have a vibration. Each chakra has a sound and a color. It talks about the arts. And basically, if you're an artist, whatever your medium is, you're using energy.
Exactly.
Godlike. I would like to take another caller. So I guess that will be Star, which is number two here. I will thank you very much, Janet. Hello, Star. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Oh, again, another one of these gorgeous accents. And where are you calling in from, darling, sugar pudding?
You know where I'm from. Georgia.
Georgia,
Georgia.
Huh?
Georgia.
Yeah.
So, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I've
Ooh.
Been on a depressed side for the past couple of weeks, and I got a vision to go back to North Carolina. And I was wondering, do you see me going back to North Carolina, or do you see me staying here, or maybe in another direction?
Mm. All right. I think
well,
I'm going to go straight through. So, Mary, why don't you go ahead and pull a crystal card.
I see abundance.
And see if you
I
can.
Citrine. I saw citrine. I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. Yeah, I'm seeing abundance, energy, individualization, and prosperity, woman.
Oh,
yellow.
Great.
I've seen a lot of yellow. They call it mellow yellow. And your
get it, honey, get it.
Card indicates, you get a song with every card, indicates a need to look to your motives and honor and yourself. If yourself, if you're, I need glasses, but I'm not going to wear them. I'm trying to improve my eyes. If you're selfless, you allow, when we draw this card, the abundance of the universe. So you need
oh
to put your arms up to the sky and just reach up there, baby. That's what I'm getting from that. I don't know. What are you getting from that, Jason?
Can you, you made me laugh. You made
Did you
me
get
laugh
anything
so hard. You know, you made me laugh so hard that I didn't hear it, and I don't even remember what the fucking question was. I'm so bad. Here's the bad psychic. Hi. What the fuck did you ask
no,
again?
No, you're not. No, you're not. I'm just off course. She had asked, Star had asked, she found it a little down, and that, is am I taking you right, Star? You're a little bit.
Yeah, for the past couple of weeks, I've been a little depressed, and I got a little vision to go back to North Carolina.
Okay,
and I was asking, should I go back to North Carolina, stay here in Georgia, or go to another place?
Okay, so I like the question, but may I ask you what is taking you to North Carolina, darling?
Nothing. I don't have nothing there. I'm trying to get away from North Carolina, but I had that little vision.
Let me ask you.
So I was like, well, what's pulling me back there?
Because
I don't want to go back.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi, gorgeous. Listen, question. Have you done this before in your life where you just want to pick up and go and completely change your life?
Oh, yeah, I've done that before.
Okay. Okay. So listen, the card in the past is the wheel, and this talks about burning and churning and making in the past, making the same mistakes over and over again, not really getting to know thyself. And right now, in the present, you are looking for balance. And I want you to hear something. Very often, it is not the landscape that needs changing, but the eyes through which we are viewing it. There's a part of me that wants to say to you, hey, lady, you know what? You need to settle down, set roots, and really go full steam forward on your personal path of enlightenment. And then what I get, but what I get is the 8 card saying, fuck you, Jason. So I'm going to turn it around, and I'm going to tell you that the balance card comes out in the present, saying that if, in fact, you do go to North Carolina, you are going to have abundance. Because when she said abundance, I started to laugh, because the card in the last position is the Queen of Discs. And if you look on my deck in particular, you will see a big-titted, big-hip, full-sized gal sitting with the flora and the fauna of the wilderness. And it's all about the fruit. Yeah. So you know what? I'm going to say yes to North Carolina. I'm also going to say yes, possibility by the fall.
Wow.
However, I want you to make sure that you're doing it for the right reasons and that you're not running from some shit. Are we clear about that?
I'm not running from nothing. I'm running from North Carolina, but it seems like maybe I need to go back to North Carolina and just face up to what I'm running from. You know,
yeah, there we go. That makes more sense. That makes more sense
to
me now.
There you go. Honor your
man.
Murder.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
that's
absolutely right. So, my love,
I guess, huh?
I'm going to put you back into the queue. We have about 4 minutes left.
Thank you.
I'm going to thank you for calling
guys.
In.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
So,
that's interesting.
Mary Resta, we have about 4 minutes left. We could do another reading, but I also wanted to make sure that people knew that they could get in touch with you at Mary Resta on Facebook. We are definitely going to revisit some things. I want you to call in next week. With hopefully Shauna will be on the phone.
Okay.
And I wanted to tell everybody it is because of people like Mary that I want to be in the world.
I want to
be a metaphysician. She showed me kindness as a freshman. And no, we never did it, even though I was doing girls at the time as well as guys. We were always like brother and sister, like very respectful. Maybe next week we'll talk about the pot brownie debacle. Do you remember that?
Was that at Hart?
Do you remember that was at Hart? You remember when I was living off campus and the
geeks
from the opera?
Yes, now it's coming back. Yes, I remember that. That's funny.
Yeah, you know,
oh my God.
You know what? I want you to try and remember details about it, and then I'll tell you my version of the story, and we'll laugh about it. So, excellent. So, Mary, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring someone on for the last 30 minutes, and we'll do a real quickie doodle, okay? So, let's see. Who do we have on the line? Do we have anybody still? No, actually, huh?
Stacy.
Yes, we do. We
Stacy
have Stacy
number three.
Hi,
Stacy's live on the
Thank
line.
You. Hello, Stacy. Give it to us quick, down and dirty. What's your question?
Okay. Dang, oh my gosh. Okay. So my question is this: should I do a name change before I start school or while I'm in school? Because
did you
I
do a what change?
Do a name change. I was actually changing my physical name. Too, because I wanted to go by my middle name. Okay, so I want to change my middle name as my physical name. Should I?
Okay,
do
so
that
you're talking about yours. First of all, let's get the right vocabulary, my love. I believe you're referring to your surname. Your surname, which is your first name.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That is Stacy. Is that correct?
No, Stacy is actually my middle name. So
what is your first name?
It's Terry.
Terry. Mm. So. Can I ask you very quickly, what is the significance of you changing it?
Because, well, actually, see, I'm getting into entertainment, so I just wanted to use my third, my middle name as my entertainment name.
Well, fuck yeah, why not?
Go for it. It says the card drawing is Muscovite, and it says be flexible. So go for it.
Okay. See, that's what I'm thinking. All right. Okay.
Yeah, and I just pulled the lover card, and that means a good marriage for this idea, the idea of you changing your name and doing the show business thing. My love, I'm putting you back into the queue. We have about 40 seconds left. Thank you, Janet, always. Livingastrology.com. You can get in touch with her there. What do you call it? And then, of course, thank you, Mary, for joining me this evening. We have about 30 minutes left. I will see you hopefully next week with Shauna Bussard.
Yes.
All of you out there, enjoy my daily Instagram postings and get on the radio tomorrow for Janet's show at 7 p.m. my time and 4 p.m. Pacific time. Thank you. God bless
you
all.
Thank
and you see you next
me.
Week.
Good night.
Bye.
You have been listening to the weekly edition of Titillating Tarot with Jason Levanis. For private one-on-one spiritual guidance and feng shui consultation, he can be contacted at www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. That's www.titillatingtarotwithjasonlevanis.com. Thanks, and have a blessed week.